let's allow the people of Zimbabwe to make a determination about how this country should be run, not an undemocratic arrangement like this inclusive government. The MDC is scared of going to an election because their history in the last 2 years has confirmed to all Zimbabweans that with an MDC in government, there will be no changes at all for the better for black people, that the main focus of the MDC are the interests of white people.
And Mr. Mavinga, is it realistic for ZANU-PF to want elections to occur this year?
Firstly, Tadela, it's not even clear to me or to other observers that ZANU-PF is unanimous in this call for elections in 2011. If it is indeed true, then it's unfortunate, it's unrealistic, it's counterproductive.
And Ms. Tanguni, is it safe to say that before going to an election, there must be some type of a general understanding that will lead to a free and fair election?
Now, first of all, let me tell you something. In Iraq, it is very important for the viewers to listen to this. In Iraq, there was an election in the midst of a raging civil war with bombs, improvised explosive devices going off everywhere. People were shot whilst they're in the polling stations. And the world says they had an election, and the Americans and the white world said it was free and fair. We should be talking about free and fair elections, not talking about conditions for the MDC to beat ZANU-PF. That's not what democracy is all about. The democracy is about conditions where people exercise their vote. Now, according to the MDC, they think, because they are sellouts themselves, they think if ZANU-PF, if people vote for ZANU-PF, it is because the elections are not free and fair. We are tired. We can't do it anymore.
But, Mr. Nguni, let me come in here and ask you. The COPAC's situation itself with the constitution making has been stalled. There's lack of money. This past month, nothing has gone on. Is it realistic to think that this referendum can be drafted this year?
Now, I've got news for you, and the viewers must listen to this. Readers, the people who are listening must listen to this. It's very important. We have a constitution right now in this country. Now, the MDC is seeking to stall the new constitution-making process. It was their demand. A constitution is a piece of paper. We know that there was a constitution in Iraq, in Afghanistan, but civil wars were raged there. That is just a piece of paper. Now, if there is no new constitution, we can still have an election like the one we had in March 2008, where MDCP got one more seat than ZANU-PF.
Let me bring in Mr. Mavinga. You work as a civil society activist, and of course, this referendum has been top on the agenda. As Mr. Nguni is saying, is there no need for a new constitution?
There is absolute need for a new democratic constitution as the basis for a fresh, free and fair election. What we are saying is that we need to have the right conditions. We cannot talk of relative peace, and I will entertain or be reduced to dealing with, you know, racist language that seeks to portray things in terms of whether it's the white people or black people. Zimbabwe is a rainbow nation. There is no point in going into a choiceless election, into a violent action. There is no point into putting the lives of thousands of Zimbabweans at risk simply to retain a party in power which is not legitimate in terms of the aspirations of the people. So if Mr. Nguni is genuinely interested in the masses of black Zimbabweans that he's talking about, then he must be concerned about their personal security.